This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So you know what's coming up next week, right? Yes, sure, the election, but that's November 3rd. November 4th and 5th, next Wednesday and Thursday, the Fed meets. No, they are not going to do anything with interest rates, but it's always news when the actual people running this economy get together. The Fed has also been in the news, as you know, more than usual in the Trump administration for the squeeze the president has put on Chair Jay Powell and his colleagues to juice this economy. A squeeze, we should say, that Chair Powell has said on this program and elsewhere that does not factor at all into their discussions. But squeeze he has, President Trump. Not the norm the past couple of decades for presidents to act that way. But back in the day, there was Lyndon Baines Johnson. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer covers the Fed for us.
President Lyndon Johnson and the Fed chair during his administration, William McChesney Martin, couldn't have been more different. Johnson was a larger-than-life Texan, known for backslapping and arm-twisting to get his way. Martin was an intellectual, bespectacled banker. Initially, though, they got along.
Well, I just wanted to thank you for your most thoughtful and generous letter, and I appreciate it.
That's Johnson speaking to Martin on the phone. Martin had sent a supportive letter after John F. Kennedy was shot and Johnson became president. Johnson is trying his best to be charming.
Well, you just assume that you're starting with someone that doesn't know much about your shop, and then you start to tell me what I ought to know about it.
Johnson's charm offensive continues, even after the Fed raises rates in 1964, just weeks after Johnson wins the presidential election.
Hi, Bill.
Hello, Mr. President.
How are you?
In another phone call, Martin explains why the rate hike was necessary and reassures the president about the money supply. Johnson seems satisfied.
That's wonderful, Bill. I hope you'll watch that and do everything you can that way. I'd hate for this to turn the other way on us.
But Johnson didn't want any more interest rate hikes. George Washington University political science professor Sarah Binder says the president didn't want to own up to the cost of the Vietnam War and the war on poverty. Low interest rates kept the cost of government borrowing down.
The worst would be high rates, making plain to everyone the cost of what the government was doing, both domestically and abroad.
But Martin is worried the economy will overheat, then crash. He wants to cool things down, slowing spending by raising rates again, making it harder for businesses and consumers to borrow money to spend. In 1965, Martin goes public, saying there are disquieting similarities between the economy of the 1960s and the roaring 20s leading up to the Great Depression. Later that year, Martin cast the deciding vote in a Fed decision to raise interest rates again. Johnson is livid. He wants to fire Martin, at one point telling his Treasury Secretary Henry Fowler to find a replacement.
Henry, y'all got to think of where we can get a real articulate, able, tough guy that can take this Federal Reserve place.
But Johnson is told a Fed chair can't be fired just because he disagrees with the president. So instead, Johnson calls Martin down to his Texas ranch. Johnson drives his Lincoln Continental convertible to the airport and gives Martin a lift to the ranch. But the charm offensive ends when they get there, and Johnson lets loose on Martin.
My boys are dying in Vietnam, and you won't print the money I need.
The tongue lashing wasn't recorded, so I got George Washington University professor Sarah Binder to paraphrase. University of California Irvine economics professor and Fed historian Gary Richardson says the almost 6'4" Johnson even shoved the much shorter Martin up against the wall.
These grown men going at it, Johnson shouting, bullying, pushing, kind of physically manhandling the chairman of the Federal Reserve.
Richardson says Martin is shaken, but stands his ground. Later, he suspects that Johnson isn't being honest about the true cost of the Vietnam War. Bridget Callahan Harrison, a professor of political science and law at Montclair State University, says Martin worries again that the economy will overheat with all the spending by the government and consumers, with money borrowed at interest rates that are still pretty low.
He says this great line, "The key function of the Federal Reserve is to take away the punch bowl just as the party is getting good."
But maybe not wanting to be Johnson's punching bag again, Martin holds his fire on interest rate increases for a couple of years. Then in March of 1968, Johnson announces he's not running for re-election. In the 2 months after that, the Fed raises interest rates by almost 1%. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.